Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
This is Garner Ted Armstrong. The dietary habits of much of our people in the Western world, most of us in the United States, has got to go down as one of the greatest ironies in all of modern history. You just cannot believe it. While millions in the underdeveloped world are malnourished because of necessity, and we read about people starving to death, we read about all sorts of protein deficiencies in vegetarian nations such as India, apathy, lethargy, lack of ability to work, terrible degenerative diseases, infant mortality, yet many Westerners are often on the short end nutritionally and still overfed. Can you believe somebody who is overfed and undernourished at the same time? But it's true. So many of us are. A recent study conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture revealed that roughly one half of all Americans subsist on substandard diets. That means junk foods. Why? Well, because we are a nation on the run. We are a nation of young people. Increasingly, as you see, the ratio of young people to the rest of the percentage of society, you find that it's getting up to be about half under the age of 25 in the United States. And that is directly related to the quick food explosions of one chain after another of serving the real quick in one door and out the other with a rapid lunch of some sort. I mean, I've gone in some of those quick food places and said, I like a hamburger. You know what comes out? A dried, rather unidentifiable piece of some substance that is supposed to be meat, two chalky white pieces of bun that probably had all kinds of preservatives and things in them, and then just splashed in one portion of that is a little blot of red of some sort that is some kind of a sauce. I mean, I've had people give me a thing called a hamburger. Not one whisper of lettuce on there, no tomato, no nothing, not even relish, not even a pickle on the side. And they've got the gall to hand that to you all wrapped up and charge you about $6 or better for it. Well, because we eat on the run, and because we eat soft, processed foods laden with dyes, preservatives, moisture controls, thickeners, and the like, because we eat all sorts of things with artificial colors and preservatives, and because they have been grown on soil largely depleted by monoculture, by artificial fertilization, by the sprays, the herbicides, fungicides, and the insecticides that are sprayed on the plants and on the ground, then the food is processed. Well, you are what you eat. And it's no wonder that people are sick when you stand on any street corner and watch them go by. Do you know that sugar now constitutes half of the average American's total caloric intake? That tremendous increase in sugar consumption is just one more indicator there has been a fundamental shift in the dietary habits in the Western world, where we are overfed and undernourished, and where many people are sick. I mean, you can't explain any other way the tremendous incidence of cancer, heart disease, emphysema, of lung and liver ailments in the United States. I've got a booklet here. I wish you'd pick up the telephone and dial a toll-free number for. It's called The Principles of Healthful Living. What are the underlying laws that produce good health in the first place? I don't mean supplements or additives. I don't mean emergency procedures once you're sick. I don't mean food faddism or pills or health food fanaticism either. I mean basic, staple, day after day, good principles of healthful living that has to do with even more than just food and diet. This free booklet, absolutely free of charge, graphically illustrated in full color, to be read in the privacy of your own home in 20 or 30 minutes, Principles of Healthful Living, is not a food fanaticism book, and it does not advertise any product, it doesn't advertise any pills, it doesn't advertise any diets. It deals with you and what you eat, the natural things that grow right out of the ground beneath your feet.